2009 that required the Department of Human Services to transfer the federal funds portion of the Medicaid upper payment limit to the general fund. Instead, DHS will transfer all of the funds ever received and those yet to be received using the MUFL payment system into the newly created account. And funds from this account would be continuously appropriated to the Department of Administrative Services for health-related programs. DAS would in turn transfer the funds to specified agencies. And I've noted here that Senate Bill 963 does not have a direct expenditure impact. However, by redirecting the funds from the general fund to a separate account, the bill allows funds that would be part of a 2001-03 general fund kicker refund to be available for expenditure during the 2001-03 biennium. These funds would be expended as other funds. Under current law, the MUFL mechanism would generate about $70 million of general fund revenue that would be available to spend during the 2001-03 biennium. Senate Bill 963, as amended, would make available nearly $176.4 million of other funds available to spend during the upcoming biennium.
Madam Chair.
Representative Bates.
I'd like to move the Dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 963.
Representative Bates moves the Dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 963. Are there any objections?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 963 as amended to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Bates moves Senate Bill 963 with Dash 3 amendments. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator.
I might just call the call. This is certainly the right move. In fact, this should have been done long ago. It's just the proper placement of money. And frankly, I just don't see why it wasn't done earlier.
I would concur, Senator Duncan, it is the right place for the funds to be, and sometimes it takes us a little longer to get there, but we're there. Representative Schrader.
Just a comment. I just would like to note that we have a blank space in the bill and that the revenue statement is advisory, not prescriptive, and it's like a good place to begin the discussion.
So noted. Senator Hannan.
Yes, Madam Chair, I'm going to take this opportunity to thank you and the subcommittee. This has been a very difficult issue, trying to grapple with how do we address some of these issues. And I want to commend you for doing the right thing. You're taking money that perhaps we didn't realize in the last session when we passed the other bill that created Section 9, Chapter 916 of the 99 laws, and putting that money into an account that ultimately wound up going into the general fund. And it should have been segregated and retained that firewall between the two. And so I want to compliment you and the subcommittee work on this, because I think this is the bottom line issue to bring us towards balancing the budget and hopefully going home with a successful session. So thank you.
Well, any further discussion?
Madam Chair, I couldn't have said it better. Let's do it.
Any objections?
All for the
question. Hearing none, approved. Thank you, and we are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.